Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining today's podcast. My name is Liz Padilla, and I'm a Senior Marketing Manager in the Appliances and Solutions Incubator Group here at Novell. And I'm being joined today by Daniel Lopez-Liguejo, the CTO of BitRock Software. Welcome, Daniel.
Hi, Liz. Thank you for having me in the podcast.
Sure. We're here today to talk a little bit about Novell's SUSE Appliance Program, which is a combination of technical and business capabilities that allows an ISV like BitRock to build and get to market with software and virtual appliances. I'd like to talk a little bit with Daniel today about his work in the appliance space and the catalyst for joining the SUSE Appliance Program. So Daniel, when you joined the program, what was your catalyst and what goals did you have in mind?
I'm going to give you a quick background on BitRock. Our customers are other software companies, and we provide them with products and services for making easy to deploy on different architectures and on different platforms. So basically, we do everything from installers to appliances to deploying on the cloud. And at the time, what we're doing was looking for a platform that would allow us to quickly create virtual appliances that customers could deploy their software on. So they basically outsource the packaging and the deployment of their products to us. At the time, SUSE Studio was one of the few tools out there that allowed us to quickly get that part of the business implemented.
That's great. At a high level, can you tell us a little bit more about how you're using the product SUSE Studio?
So right now, what we do is we have an automated build and test system on our site, in which we assemble the packages for each one of the customers. So the way that we use SUSE Studio is to generate a golden image, a canonical image that only includes the minimum operating system and the latest patches. And then we take that image and put it inside our build and test system and configure to order with the products that our customers provide to us.
How were you doing this before you started using Studio?
When we created appliances in the past, it was mostly for testing purposes, and it was pretty manual. So we wanted to have a tool in which the manual part of the equation was eliminated, and so it can be integrated with the other in-house processes that we already have. SUSE Studio already automates the operating system creation, and we already have automated our clients' processes.
Oh, that's great. In addition to what you just said, what are some of the other benefits that you've seen with appliances? Any specific metrics that you might be able to cite or share with our listeners?
Sure. We have tens of thousands of visitors to our Bitnami website. In addition to the appliances that we create for our customers, we have another website called bitnami.org, in which we offer popular open source server software like DokuWiki or MediaWiki or Fresco or Jaspersoft that we offer for them. And we offer native installers, and now we have also started offering appliances created with SUSE Studio. And since we released that, we have seen an increase in downloads of about 15%. And the increment will be much bigger if you also took into account that many of the other downloads in the website are for Windows and OS X. If you only take into account Linux downloads, that means they have nearly doubled. It has really allowed us to serve some of our visitors. They had different requirements that could not be met just with the native installers. But it's great to be able to offer the option to our users, whether they have to have an installer in appliance or deploy to the cloud, they can still do it from the same website.
So it's really expanded your market in a sense.
Exactly. Before, when people wanted to have an installer, they would go to a website. When they wanted an appliance, they have to go to the VMware portal, or they have to create themselves, or they have to go different places. Now they can get it. And each one has a target. Each one has a different purpose.
From your customer's perspective, any additional ways that you've been helping solve some of their problems or any of their challenges with this new offering that you've built with using Studio?
Yes, in the sense that different people have different ways of deploying the software. So one reason why people want to deploy appliances is because they may have a product that is built to only run on Linux, but they want to target Windows customers. So obviously a native installer is not going to help them there, or an RPM is not going to help them there. So by having an appliance, it allows them to have Linux-based products running on Windows operating systems. And so it allows them to quickly also, even if they are not going to deploy them in production, they can quickly use it for demo purposes.
So it's expanding your market and the market of your customers.
Exactly.
What has your experience been like working with Novell, and in particular on Studio. Any particular feedback you've received from your team regarding that?
Yes, it has been great. We have been taking part, especially from the technical side. The team has been very impressed with the responsiveness. We actually had a couple of books filed and they were addressed quickly. So in terms of both from the technical perspective and the marketing, it's been great. To give you some data, I don't remember exactly right now how many days, but we ported most of the stacks, which is over 20 products, in under a week for an engineer part-time. So the product is really mature. Of course, I don't expect many people to see this kind of efficiency because part of that we already had automated, but it's the fact that you can port so many products so quickly means that you guys have gotten the whole tool chain to a great level of efficiency.
20 products in under a week with a part-time developer. That's fantastic. So I'm going to wrap up here and just ask the last couple questions. Any future plans in this area that you'd care to discuss and any advice for others looking to build appliances?
Right now we support VMware and we support VirtualBox by way of its compatibility in VirtualBox 4. But our idea will be to port to more different architectures for the virtualization layer. We also have plans when SUSE Studio actually starts supporting cloud images and Amazon images, we plan to take advantage of that as well. And with respect to others willing to take a look at SUSE Studio, you should do it. It's so easy to use that they're going to spend more time debating whether to use it or not, and they just do it and see if the results work for them. There are very few tools or applications or other programs that we have used with any other vendor that has been as smooth as this one. I don't know how many man hours have gone into that, but it's really paying off.
Great. We've definitely invested here in the incubator team at Novell, and we're really fortunate to have this partnership with BitRock, and to hear your great feedback is very encouraging. We really appreciate the time you took today, Daniel, to talk with everyone. If you'd like to find out more about Novell's SUSE Appliance Program, please visit novell.com/appliances. Or to actually test out the tool, susestudio.com. And Daniel, if people would like to find out more about BitRock, where should they go?
You can either go to bitrock.com, and if you want to take a look at some of the appliances that we have created with SUSE Studio, you can go to bitnami.org.
All right, well, thanks very much, and look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you, Liz.